be there fast.
When and how to stain or paint your wood fence. Hi everyone, DJ Markison here, owner of Fence Company Near Me. If you've recently installed a beautiful new pressure-treated pine or cedar fence here in Pinellas, you are likely wondering when you should put that finishing touch on it. In our intense Florida climate, the sun and rain work together to break down wood fibers faster than almost anywhere else in the country. You should care about staining or painting your fence because it acts as a sacrificial barrier, absorbing the UV rays and repelling the moisture that leads to rot and warping. A well-protected fence can easily last twice as long as one left to the elements, saving you thousands of dollars in replacement costs while keeping your property looking sharp and well-maintained. The first step in a successful project is getting the timing right, which is especially tricky in our humid environment. Most new wood fences are built with pressure-treated lumber that is wet when it arrives from the yard. You cannot apply stain or paint to wood that is still saturated with chemicals or moisture, as the finish simply won't stick. To test if your fence is ready, try the simple water test by splashing a few drops onto a post or board. If the water beads up, the wood is still too wet and needs more time to season, which usually takes anywhere from 1 to 3 months in Florida. If the water soaks in quickly, the wood is dry enough to absorb your chosen finish. Once the wood is ready, you need to choose between staining and painting. At Fence Company Near Me, we almost always recommend a high-quality oil-based stain over paint for our local climate. Paint creates a solid film on top of the wood that eventually cracks and peels when the wood naturally expands and contracts in the heat, leading to a massive scraping and sanding headache down the road. A good stain, however, penetrates deep into the wood grain. It allows the wood to breathe while providing excellent color and protection. If you prefer a look that hides the grain, you can opt for a solid color stain, which gives you the appearance of paint with the breathability and easy maintenance of a stain. Preparation is the most important part of the application process. Even if the fence is relatively new, it has likely collected dust, pollen, or even a little mildew in our humid air. You should lightly power wash the surface on a low setting or use a specialized fence cleaner and a stiff brush to remove any contaminants. Be careful not to use too much pressure, as you don't want to fuzz the wood fibers. After cleaning, you must wait for at least 48 hours of dry weather to ensure the wood is completely dry before you start applying the product. When it comes to the actual application, you want to aim for a stretch of days with low humidity and no rain in the forecast, which often makes winter and early spring the best times for this task in Pinellas. Whether you choose to use a sprayer, a roller, or a brush, the goal is to achieve an even coat that fully saturates the wood. If you use a sprayer for speed, always follow up with back brushing, which involves using a brush to work the stain into the nooks and crannies of the wood grain. This ensures the best possible adhesion and a uniform look across the entire fence line. By taking the time to prep correctly and choosing a high-quality penetrating stain, you are making a smart investment that will keep your fence strong and beautiful for many years. Until next time, this is DJ Markison, your friendly fence guy, reminding you that a solid fence leads to solid peace of mind.
Fast.